From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has launched a bid for an unprecedented third term in power for his Labour Party. The UK is expected to hold a general election next May. In a speech to his party conference today, Blair addressed criticism that he was pandering to President George W. Bush on Iraq while neglecting domestic priorities. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
With the issue of Iraq threatening to overshadow the Labour Party conference in Brighton, Blair had little choice but to confront the issue head-on. He first expressed sympathy for two British soldiers killed in Iraq today and for the family of British hostage Ken Bigley. For the second time in 3 days, he admitted that intelligence about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq had been wrong, but he insisted that Britain was safer without Saddam.
So it's not that I care more about foreign affairs than the state of our economy, schools, or crime. It's simply that I believe democracy there means security here, and that if I don't care and act on this terrorist threat, then the day will come when all our good work on the issues that decide people's lives will be undone.
Professor David Baker, a lecturer in politics at Warwick University, is one of many observers who credit Blair's speech for being frank, if not apologetic.
What he's saying is that he is a man who was not spin-doctoring his way to war, not trying to make things smooth electorally, and had insufficient evidence one way or the other. What I did know is that this man, from my perspective, represented evil and had used weapons of mass destruction against his own people.
Blair took several digs at the opposition Conservative Party in his speech. In comments afterwards, Conservative Party co-chairman Liam Fox shot back.
He's been in office now for two terms. We've got 1 million violent crimes committed in Britain last year, despite his promise to crack down on crime. The asylum system is out of control. 1 in 3 11-year-olds can't write properly, despite education, education, education. If we haven't been able to trust what he said in the past two terms, why should we believe anything he says for the coming election?
Hecklers interrupted Blair twice during the speech. One anti-war demonstrator shouted that Blair had blood on his hands. The party faithful booed the hecklers, not Blair. Even so, Blair faces further dissent from some in his party on Iraq later this week. Party members opposed to Blair's Iraq policy have forced a vote on Thursday on whether the government should set a date for the withdrawal of British troops from Iraq. The vote isn't binding, but it's a loss of face for the Prime Minister. He's expected to lobby delegates to keep the motion weak and to keep it from passing. For many Britons, the issue of Iraq is one of trust, and many feel Blair has deceived them. In his speech, Blair tried to focus on areas where he's done what he said he would do.
Any party activist who wants an answer to the question about trust, go and read what we said we would do in 1997 and 2001. And it's a happy ending, because rarely has a political party been able to deliver so much of what it promised.
The Labour Party claims credit for the lowest interest rates in Britain in 30 years, the lowest inflation in 40 years, and the longest sustained economic growth in two centuries. It says it can repeat such successes in a third term, unprecedented in the Labour Party's history. If re-elected, Blair pledged his party would help homebuyers, rebuild schools, and put a broadband connection in every home that wanted one within 4 years. Blair also gave credit for government success to his finance minister, Chancellor of the Exchequer Gordon Brown, calling him the best chancellor in British history. The praise was intended to show party unity after reported power struggles over who will succeed Blair as prime minister. But at least before next year's election, further public friction is unlikely between the Tony Blair and Gordon Brown party factions, or the TBGBs, as some political pundits call them. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.